third day, is on Muruga. Muruga is the god who is going to be governing the universe. And when he comes down, although he is known even today by a small number of people, and particularly in my state, Tamil Nadu, but he is going to be a god of the universe, god of the universe, not simply of the earth plane. And then he is going to start his yuga. He is the god of the Satya Yuga. What I'm going to teach is how conscious you can become, how unconscious you are. All these things will be highlighted, because we are easily, we are driven by the mind and senses. And they lead us to live a life of total unconsciousness, because consciousness is very difficult to maintain. What I mean by consciousness is you are able to know the relationship between the language or the sound or the meaning. That's what language is, sound and meaning. And then connect it with the objective world. So it is a very hard concept, but I will give you a simple example. Nikola Tesla, when you heard a word, he knew the sound, he knew the meaning, he knew the object. All of them were available to him at the same time. So not many people would know that he was a mystic. He was a mystic, and he knew about 369. Okay. And so when that's why he was able to create so many new things or innovations. He got 700 patents awarded to him. And how did he get this wisdom? It is all because he knew, his consciousness knew the idea and the object. Just have. Now, we don't have an idea at all. We have no clue why that is. Our education is so bad. So this will be, Muruga will be teaching you on this day. I'm going to channel Muruga on those duties. So it's a very, very precious time. And I invite you to come and then participate and understand the highest wisdom, and then how to live in the Satya Yuga in fulfillment. God bless.